Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hey folks, Tim the T in Tancast here. I'm sorry we didn't notice until after we were done recording, but Noah wasn't recording from his headset mic. He was recording from his built-in mic on his MacBook, so that means he didn't just get his voice, it got a lot of background audio. So this entire episode is turning into one long episode of...
Wait, now Noah's window!
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, enjoy the show. If you can.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week is our pre-Super Bowl special, where we barely talk about the Super Bowl or even football at all, but instead we talk about a business trip Andy went on, the legend of episode 207, some old movies, some old podcasts, and literally we talk about some shit. And when you hear this sound...
Unprecedented Super Bowl spectacular.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Motherfuckers.
Are you a motherfucker, really, though?
Pretend, well, I'm a motherfucker.
Well, yeah. But are you a motherfucker?
Are they all motherfuckers? They may not be.
Some of them are mothers who get fucked.
Some of them are fatherfuckers.
Some are guy fuckers. Some are lady
Some are
fuckers.
Brother fuckers.
Some of them are undercover
brothers. Not their own brothers, just somebody who has a brother.
You have a brother. You should fuck him.
Some, like Tim's wife, are only child fuckers.
Oh,
only fuckers?
If you stress the words on that wrong, it sounds horrible.
Oh, only child fuckers?
Yes.
Yes. Depends on where you put the pause.
So, I've seen a similar picture before. Is this like a thing now? Like, is that real or is that just like porn?
We lost Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Wait, what happened? Hello? Am I gone? I don't hear myself.
Oh, Tim's back.
You didn't even ask me back. I had to click join call.
It literally just went...
We didn't want you back, Tim.
I was like...
Dickbags.
We're like, oh,
that is us.
Finally Tim's
Dick
gone.
Bags.
Now we can get on with the fight.
Did I already say I'm the T in Tancast?
We have no idea.
I don't think any of us said that.
All right, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And these are some Tan Laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the Tan Laughs. Tim is a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at tancast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's Tan Laugh time.
What a country.
Are either of you doing a Tan Laugh from Jonathan?
I don't know yet. Probably not. But possibly.
Oh.
I'll do one from
what
Jesus.
Do you probably not. Odds are, probably yes.
Hello?
Yep, sorry, I was just waiting for the system to log me in. There we go.
Is Tim dropped
Hooray.
Again? Is Tim dropped again?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, is Tim back?
Motherfuck!
Tim is back.
Again.
All right, so how much did you miss? Well, you don't know how much you missed me saying, but...
I said I'm going to do a joke from Jesus.
Okay.
And then that was
Andy?
It.
What are you going to do? Who are you going to do a joke from?
I'm going to do a joke from... your mom's anus.
Fucking shit!
I'm going way back in time.
Why? You asshole. Fuck it. What the fuck?
Nah, pretty sure we did these.
Shut the fuck up, you idiot. I'm doing a joke from Jonathan.
Tim's very angry.
Tim's a piece of shit.
I was going to do a joke from somebody who wasn't Jonathan, just because it was only on my Facebook page.
Tim gone again?
What?
Sounds like.
Oh, God damn it!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
in our Skype chat right now. Team, god damn it! Fail. What the fuck? I can hear you say, is Tim gone again?
Fuck ass shit!
Fuck ass shit. Alright.
Alright. It's a joke from Jonathan. I'm doing it. Fucking A.
Do it up.
Or I get cut off again. An autopsy professor was giving an introductory lecture to a class of students. Standing over a corpse, he addressed the class. There are two things you need to make a career in medical forensics. First, you must have no fear. Having said that, he shoved his finger up the corpse's anus and licked it. I've just realized we've already done this joke. Too late. I'm halfway through it. Yep. No looking back now. Gotta go. Now you must do the same, he told the class. After a couple of minutes of uneasy silence, the class did as instructed. Second, the professor continued, you must have an acute sense of observation. For instance, how many of you noticed that I put my middle finger up the man's anus but licked my index finger?
No! Zing.
Yay, I made it through the joke. I didn't get cut off.
Hooray! And we call that here success.
Tancast level of success, not failure.
We keep our standards low. How low
mediocrity,
can you go?
What?
How low can you go?
I said, how low can you go?
Oh, so anyway, what I was saying was that I was going to do a joke from somebody, not Jonathan, but Jonathan sent in so many tan laughs, I felt it was important to honor the Jonathan. Like, if it wasn't already named for Angela Bowers, it should be the Jonathan tan laugh section.
Yes. Just keeping it alive. Play early, play often. All right,
who's next?
I'm pretty sure we already did two of the jokes from this thing that was sent to us almost exactly a year ago by Hillary. But I think the third one, it didn't seem familiar, so I'm going to do this one. A three-year-old walked over to a pregnant lady waiting with his mother at a doctor's office. He inquisitively asked the lady, "Why is your stomach so big?" She replied, "I'm having a baby." With big eyes, he said, "Is the baby in your stomach?" She said, "He sure is." Then the little boy with a puzzled look said, "Is it a good baby?" She said, "Oh, yes, he's a really good baby." And he said, with an even more shocked and surprised look, "Then why did you eat him?"
Because he was a good baby.
You guys are terrible.
I ate that baby with some french fries and mustard. Mm-hmm.
I like a baby with french fried taters.
I like the way you talk.
And then I like...
Some folks call it cannibalism. I call it baby eating.
Before I eat them up, I fuck them in their little holes.
Oh, no. No, Tim.
Oh, yeah, that was too far?
You shouldn't have fucked them in his little hole.
He was just
a
boy.
Too far, Tim. We swallowed it whole, so it was still alive in there. Okay, surviving. Not
yes.
Raped.
Like Jonah and the whale?
Yes.
Like Jonah and the whale until the stomach acids kick in.
Whew.
All right, I'm going to do some from Jesus. You don't fuck with the Jesus. You don't fuck with the Jesus.
I won't fuck with the Jesus. Just read the joke.
He says, I think he sent a bunch, so I'll dole them out. I think he said, I think I took care of my tan left quota for a while. I hope you enjoyed them. This girl came up to me at the bar last night. Short skirt, tits like ripe fruit, and hair pulled up in a ponytail. What would you say if I told you I wasn't wearing any underwear? She whispered in my ear. Or maybe it's... What would you say if I told
okay,
you
that's creepy.
I wasn't wearing any underwear? I should go to that bar.
I have the weirdest boner right now.
Mine's normal.
So she whispered in my ear. I'd say neither am I, answered. She raised her eyebrows. Really? I'm wearing none because it gives men like you, she slipped her lips, easy access. Oh, I replied. I'm not wearing any because I shit myself on the way to the bathroom.
What are the odds he still went home with her? Or was that the end of the conversation?
That was it.
Hey, man. Women love bravery and honesty.
And fecal matter.
Yes, and poop.
I don't even know if this is a joke or just Jesus annoyed at other drivers. It says, dear driver behind me, if you honk at me 0.2 seconds after light changes, like you did at the last one, I will get out of my car, walk over to yours, whip my dick out, and put on your windshield and sing Amazing Grace as slowly as humanly possible.
That's a very specific revenge fantasy.
All right,
I love the idea of him just getting like super into it, like flop. Amazing Grace.
And the guy just mesmerized, like, wow, this dick's on my windshield, but what a voice.
It's like that homeless guy with the radio voice.
Man, you can really tell he feels it by looking at his testicles.
Look how they just clench up when he hits those notes.
Also, he might have a hernia.
Sir, you may want to get that looked at.
I am getting it looked at by you. Take a look. Love it.
Take a close look. Get in there.
Ooh, good times.
So how was everyone's week?
Mine was busy. I did not get...
Was it?
Yes, I did not get nearly enough work done this week because I was working so hard this week.
Danny, Andy, that sounds nonsensical.
I know. No, we had that that company meeting thing down in Florida this week.
Uh-huh.
So when I was on my way there, I kept looking at the schedule of events and being like, oh, okay, so there's time here, there's time there. I'm like, oh, cool, I can get some stuff done over the week. So I'm not going to worry about, like... you know, working over the weekend or whatever to be prepped for all the shit that we got going on in early February. Yeah, it turns out that when you're in a resort that's, like, mostly populated by people from the same company as you, you spend a lot of the time that, like, it says on break with people walking up and like, hey, I've never met you before. Let's meet each other. Or, hey, I know you. I have questions for you. Let's talk about blah, blah, blah. So it turns out that a lot of those times it's like, oh, good, time to myself. It's like, oh, good, time to talk to all the people that I work with.
That's when you just gotta go, like, look behind you, an elephant, and then you run away.
Look, one of them queers! And then run.
And, like, I see your crocs from here.
We can always know where Andy is because you hear squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk, squeak.
I didn't bring crocs.
You bought a pair while you were there.
They were waiting for him at the hotel.
Yes. It was a classy resort. They had the crocs service. Right in your rooms.
The crocshare service.
Yes.
Yes, before I get to my room, I have a few requests.
Your crocs, sir.
So it was kind of crazy because the way this resort is set up, it's not like hotel rooms. They're almost like little apartments or condos or whatever. So when my room is finally ready, and it took, like we'd had a couple of sessions, and I guess my bag was just in storage somewhere, and I'm on a break between sessions and asking the concierge, like, do I have a room number yet? Can I, like, you know, go up and poop in privacy or something?
That's what Andy worries about.
I like to have time to think about what I'm doing.
Where did this poop come from? What did I eat that made this poop?
So the concierge is telling me, like, yeah, we're still waiting to hear back from housekeeping if your room's ready and which number's being assigned to you. And I get an email from a guy in the company that, like, I know him, like, we've bumped into each other around, but, like, I don't work closely with him. So I get this email from him, and he's like, hey, we're roommates, and, like, oh, okay. So I email him back, and what room number is that? So I show up at the room that we have together and walk in, and it's like, it looks like I'm inside somebody's house. I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of a weird setup. So he's got, like, a master suite on, like, one side, and I've got a master suite on another side. And there's, like, a kid's bedroom down a hall that we don't have a third guy, thankfully, so there's nobody down there.
That's for, you know, later, fun time.
Yeah, so we can, like, jump back and forth and pretend that the floor is lava.
Oh, no, you pick up kids.
Oh, gotcha. So I go into my room and, like, start to unpack the stuff, and he's like, all right, I'm going to head out. And that was, like, the last time I saw him for days. Like, the two of us were technically roommates, but other than, like, seeing each other across, like, crowded ballrooms.
A crowded room?
Yeah, where dinner was.
Take my breath away.
All right. Good reference, Tim.
No.
Yeah, so literally, like, it was Wednesday, and we bumped into each other back in the room, and I was like, holy crap, we're both here at the same time.
Whew, Andy, your life is so goddamn exciting.
It was weird.
When you tell a funny story, you tell the fucking shit out of a funny story.
I do.
Let me tell you about my crazy week.
I was a roommate with somebody, and we barely saw each other. Then once we saw each other, we were like, hey.
We're seeing each other.
This is crazy.
Look at this. I see you see me, and look where we are.
Good times. Let me tell you. You can use that in your act, Tim, if you want. That's such a good comedy joke.
All right, well, I feel bad about myself, so congratulations.
Which is always a goal.
Why are you feel bad about
yourself? It's always a goal, Tancast. If we can't make you feel bad about yourself, there's no point.
Tearing Andy's ego out down one episode at a time.
And then we'll build him back up. So, I don't know if we told you this, Andy. You know how, like, Jay and Sly Bob get old is to keep J-Muse off drugs?
Mm-hmm.
The point of this podcast is to tear you down until you're a shell of a man, and then we're going to build you back up into what we want you to be.
Based on current trajectory, I'm assuming that endpoint is a serial killer.
I will accept that.
No, not what you want you to be.
So I think about episode 300 is where we're gonna finally you'll be shelled, and the next 300 episodes we'll start building you up.
Okay, so that's where.
But first, we have to get to episode 207.
That's where we turn the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we turn the corner. Where in the world is episode 207?
Where in the world is
episode 207?
Lord only knows.
The fans want it.
The fans.
That's what you guys talked about.
The fan demands want it. There's one guy out there who's like, where is this episode?
No, they keep commenting like, I think everything will be better. Like, so there's only like three people commenting regularly anymore. Andrew, who's not just commenting, he is commentating, which is not a word.
I would assume it is, because there's a commentator.
All right.
Wouldn't that be the person who does it?
I think he's like real-time, like he listens to the episode, and every time something comes into his head, throws a comment on there. I'm like, all right, that's a lot of feedback. And then there's Jesus, who comments on pretty much every episode. And then, sorry.
So I think the real question is, where in the world have all of our fucking fans gone?
Well, they said when episode 207 comes out, they'll find all the commenters will come back.
Ah.
Grace. That's who I was thinking of. Grace. Always comments. Hang on. My son needs some love. Say hi.
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 Alright, say bye.
Bye.
That's my son, everybody.
like a puppet.
Saying hi and bye. Bye bye.
He's adorable. Say hi. Hi. Okay, say bye. Bye.
He gets super enthused when he says thank you now all of a sudden. He's like, thank you. I'm like, are you really that excited about it? Some water.
That's when you suck him in the jaw.
No, not then. I mean, not ever. Don't. No.
That would teach you to say thank you like that.
Do it.
So did I say it was Grace? So those are the three people who were commenting, and they all said something about episode 207, and one of them goes, it's probably going to be the best episode ever. And it's hard not to be insulted, because it's one of the only ones I'm not on. They're like, it's going to be awesome.
Then it's definitely going to be the best episode ever.
Dragging that shit down.
Let me set your expectations now. It's not going to be the best episode ever.
Nope.
You know, you should really lower your expectations, expect, like, the worst episode, and then maybe it'll be okay.
Well, actually, I don't know if you should ever expect this episode based on current trajectory.
This is true. Just don't even give up now. And then maybe one day if we get the postage, like, then you'll be like, oh, what a little surprise.
Speaking of which, next week, because Noah will be traveling next week, I'm going to release both the mini-episodes that I've been sitting on, the Max and Noah go to Joshua Tree, and Tim and Noah sit in a parked car and talk about movie trailers.
And I'm going to release both my balls and scratch them.
Really? Really? You can't even pretend to make an effort that you're going to try and finish editing the fucking episode?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going to try to do the thing that Tim and Noah want me to do, even though they're such shitheads all the time to me.
That's better.
Is that so much to ask? We do our part. We're shitheads.
Okay.
Well, he's doing his part being a fat lazy fuck.
Yes.
All right.
See, we all have
a
role
to
play.
Their part.
He's perfected the art. He's like, I gotta shine my Crocs this weekend.
Bullshit. Crocs are self-shining, sir.
I gotta clean the holes out from all the toe cheese.
Oh.
That's disgusting, too.
Yay. Grossness. Noah, your week?
Wait,
did you do anything as exciting as share a room with somebody who's hardly ever there?
No, I watched a movie. That was about it.
Well, then fuck it. Shut the fuck up. No one cares.
Oh, I did want to tell Andy that I rewatched Bad Boys 2, and I will say that is a horrible movie.
Thank you.
Like, I was watching it, and I'm like, I can't believe they're just running through people's houses just to save this one girl. I'm sure they killed people. Like, how can you just run through all those houses and not kill at least one person?
When he says run through, like, he means with a Humvee.
What, say that again?
I said, when he says run through, he means with a Humvee. Drive through.
Yes, drive through. Like destroy the house. Like, they didn't do any reconnaissance to see, like, oh, mate, no one's there now. And, like, the acting when they go to their boss's house to show him the tapes of the drugs and the dead bodies, and the guy's reacting, I'm like, this is the most fucking terrible acting I've ever seen in my life.
It was on back-to-back last night, and it was the part where they're flying Martin Lawrence's sister down to Cuba, and he calls Martin Lawrence and tells him that you know, he wants the money back or else he's going to kill his sister or something. And, like, it was like this, like, we just turned it just at this point, and then Martin Lawrence stands up and the camera starts to pan around him slowly. I'm like, oh shit, it's a Michael Bay shot.
It is.
And then for added measure, Will Smith comes into the shot. He's like, oh shit, he might have made the shit out of this shot. I love it.
Oh yeah. Man. And the movie's just so bad. Like, they just destroy so many things. And, like, I'm like, how does anyone let you be cops ever? And the fact that, like, now the scene where they're intimidating that kid is kind of funny, but, like, I'm like, you're pointing a weapon at this guy's head. Like, you were never supposed to do that.
What? Why?
Because it could go off.
Uh-huh.
And that would be bad.
Yeah, well, that's his problem, not your problem.
Exactly.
All right, fair enough.
Worst thing is you're probably going to have to clean your shirt.
Or the back of a car. In which case you call in the wolf.
The wolf is good.
Let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Did you listen to the newest episode of Smodcast, Tim, where he's talking to the director of Looper?
I listened to the first 15 minutes of it before I was like, you know what? No. Again, I'm going to be dead someday, and I'm going to have to answer for my time in life. And be like, did you actually listen to that whole thing? Yeah. Oh, hell.
So I listened to
but
it.
I already listened to it. Doesn't that count as hell?
And not only is it, like, you know, dick suck fest, like,
fuck.
Like he'd love to do, but you had to go to another podcast to listen to the second part. And I was like, no.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I was like, I don't listen
and
to that podcast. I'm
too.
Not going to listen to it now.
Is that Smoothie Makers or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, fuck you, Kevin Smith. I know I'm going to hate this podcast when I'm like, hey, everybody, when it starts out, hey, everybody, I'm Kevin Smith, and Scott Mosier doesn't say anything, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be shit.
So
I should just learn. Turn it off.
So you don't even like it when Scott Mosier's not even on there anymore?
Because it's almost always shitty. The one exception, no, I think Brian Johnson was on with Scott Mosier. So I was going to say, wait, going way back. Yes, like the episodes with Walt or Brian were good, and especially that episode with Malcolm and Walt. Ooh. Classic. The one where you couldn't remember who the Prime Minister of Canada was.
An unprecedented Super Bowl spectacular.
I'll say, I know I'm probably like, I really enjoy the episode when he starts going on, like, you know, there's some great movies out there, not me included, but some that just make amazing. I'm like, all right, he's already with the dick sucking. He's like getting his lips warmed up. I'm like,
He's got that Vaseline lip balm. Just
industrial grade dick sucking.
So yeah, sorry, you don't have to listen to it.
No, I deleted it. I'm like done. Because I had a big backlog for some reason. I was listening to Comedy Bang Bang released a couple extra ones. So I was like, oh, gotta get all that in.
Who's the one that does the voices that you like?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Okay. I thought that was it.
I love Paul F. Tompkins.
And he's kind of weird looking.
Okay.
He does like a little video show where he interviews different people. Have you seen that?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
I just want him to be a guest on every podcast ever. That's all.
You like him.
I do. I like... I was listening, the two Christmas episodes where he's on with, of Comedy Bang Bang with Harris Whittle. I don't know that much about Harris Whittle, but apparently people on the show, people like write in to Comedy Bang Bang and say that they don't like him. And so Paul F. Tompkins takes that as his cue to just shit on him at every possible moment. It's awesome.
To shit on who?
This comedian named Harris Whittle. The inventor of the Humble Brag Twitter feed.
Unprecedented Super Bowl spectacular.
Have you heard of it?
Nope.
No? Ah.
Nope.
It's when someone says something, but they're actually... They say something to try and sound self-deprecating, but they're actually bragging. And so he calls people out on it, and then he released a book of them.
Ah. Is it funny?
I don't know. I haven't read it. But... forget it. I was gonna relay the whole story of how something funny happened, but like it takes so many pieces to get there, and then I'm gonna get to the end, and you're like, "Yeah, I bet that was funny when it happened."
Yep. Jesus Christ, Andy, come on.
Just listen to the most recent holiday episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Unprecedented Super Bowl spectacular.
You will not be disappointed. Paul F. Tompkins plays the role of Ice-T. At some point, he's talking about marriage. He's like, yeah, marriage isn't all just, you know, it's work. It's not all, you think me and Coco just sit around by the fire all day? And Scott Aukerman goes, you sipping iced tea, her sipping cocoa? I'm like, why isn't their show named that? It's Tea and Coco.
That joke is ridiculous.
It so is.
All right. I was trying to look up what movie I saw.
Well, while you're looking that up, I would like to say, so we decided to, well, first of all, we decided to watch a movie, just a random movie we already had last night, and we ended up watching our wedding video because we hadn't seen it in so long. And I must reiterate that Noah gave an excellent toast at my wedding.
Well, thanks.
Especially the part where he insinuated I might be gay.
Really? What did I say?
I knew Noah, Tim would find the perfect woman or person.
Did I say that?
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? What?
I don't remember putting that in my speech.
And then there's the part where Janelle's like, I don't like to watch this part because it makes me feel bad for Noah. The part where she was throwing her garter and she had to sit on your knee and the DJ just kept drawing it out.
Oh,
fuck. I wish I could post it. The look on your face towards the end of like, fuck, are we done with this?
That was before I started working out.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, man, look how fit Noah is compared to this guy. This Noah could take this guy.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, all right, this is starting to hurt.
And then you limped off to go catch the carter. But anyway, so then after that, we're like, oh, well, now we don't really want to watch a whole movie because we ended up watching more of the wedding than we thought. And so we were just flipping back and forth between stuff that was on. And so we were watching like Independence Day, Iron Man 2, The Dark Knight, A Few Good Men, and one other movie. I don't remember what it was. But literally, when one would go to commercial, they would all be on commercial. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they synchronized that shit.
How the fucking fuck? I was very angry. Oh, Bad Boys 2.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
And I forgot how much I loved Independence Day. But I know it's objectively a terrible movie, but I was so on board back in the day.
Yeah, me too.
I watched Columbiana. That's what I watched.
Oh, I love that movie that I've never heard of.
It's got Zoe, blah, blah, blah. She was in Star Trek. As Uhura. What?
Oh, Zeldana.
Yes.
Oh, that movie.
Yes. Oh.
She's like some sort of assassin type thing?
Yeah.
Assassinate your dick.
I mean, it wasn't great, but, you know, she's attractive and... There's some action, and although there seemed to be like a little bit too much like planning, like, oh, I know exactly where you're going, and they never show her like getting trained. Like, so the movie starts off, she sees her parents get killed, cuts to the future, and she's like already trained. So it's not like you get to see like, you know, a training montage or this is how she
no
got trained.
No one needs a montage.
She just is. So I'm like, I wasn't a fan of that part, but overall, it was not a bad movie.
You like a training montage? You like to know shit?
I like to see like how they became a badass.
You don't get to see in Taken how he becomes a badass.
True.
What are your thoughts on that?
This is true. I guess because they had the part before she was a badass. Like I wanted to see like how she became a badass. Whereas like Taken, I you know it's more like you know all right we're coming in at this point this guy's already a badass.
Here's the thing. The writers didn't know how to make her a badass credibly. Okay, so we're going to send you here to badass school, and then cut to several years later. Here's your badass diploma. I did it.
But yeah, you
4.0 and badass.
You could probably skip it and be all right.
I did, and I am.
Oh, you could probably
say it even existed.
You could probably say that about a lot of movies.
So many.
You know what? You could have skipped this. You'd be all right.
I didn't realize that there was a running through line of Tony Stark not liking to be handed things. He says it in Avengers, and I didn't really think about it, and then we rewatched part of Iron Man 2. As much as we watched before, there was just too many commercials that were like, fuck it, we're done with things.
Mm-hmm.
He says it in Iron Man 2 as well, where someone tries to hand him something. He's like, I don't like to be handed things.
Yep. It's Scarlett Johansson trying to hand him something, and he says it.
Not the scene I saw. It was just some random chick.
Well, then me. Oh, no. It's at the very beginning when he's getting served with papers to appear before Congress.
That's right. He got served.
Yep. But yeah, they do it again later.
Ah, that's an odd running gag to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Proclivity.
So odd that I had forgotten it was a running gag when it happened in Avengers.
Oh, so How I Met Your Mother's ending next season, I think. And I think they might do a spin-off show of Avengers with Robin. Well, you know, she wasn't Robin in Avengers. She was whoever.
Maria something.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's the one they're probably going to bring Coulson back for.
Oh.
And we still don't know how he's coming back, right?
It'll probably just turn out he didn't actually die.
He seemed pretty dead.
Have you guys seen the Avengers outtakes?
I have not.
There's one of the clips from the gag reel is just her going absolutely over the top when she hears about Coulson being dead. She's like, we got a man down. It's Coulson. And she just like gets this comically pained look on her face. It's like, Coulson! God, Coulson, you're the best man! Coulson, I'll avenge you. I'll avenge you.
I did see that.
I did because I have goddamn Blu-ray.
I gotta say, I hate how, like, when you rent Blu-rays now, they're just like, oh, you didn't buy this shit. You don't get to enjoy any of the special features.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is a special rental-only Blu-ray, because fuck you.
And, I could probably look it up. Do you know, is it actually, like, hard-locked on there, or is there, like, a code you can enter that says, unlock all this shit?
I think it's actually a special pressing of the disc.
Okay. So, like, it's, like, lockdown software-wise.
Yeah, so it's like, this is a rental. We're going to make it look like, oh, nope, you want to see this stuff? Why don't you buy the disc?
Okay.
You know what I hate even more?
Hmm.
Not having a Blu-ray, and they don't put any of those special features on the DVDs anymore.
Really?
Like, yeah, I got the Avengers disc, so I don't have any outtakes, or I think I have a commentary, but that's about it. I get like a little making of, and then go fuck yourself. Buy the Blu-ray, you know, upgrade your technology, or go fuck yourself.
That's some bullshit.
So you need to upgrade your technology, Tim.
No, I apparently need to go fuck myself.
No, you need to upgrade. You upgrade it. You'll be good.
Hey. What are we fighting about? He can do both.
But I have to upgrade two technologies, because I'm not just going to get a Blu-ray and hook it up to my standard def television.
You still have a standard def television?
Yeah, bitch. What's up?
I feel like I don't
know you.
You got
something to say?
I feel like I don't know you.
Oh, you know me. I'm the cheap SOB.
He's like, it's not that high def is not worth it.
Y'all know me.
I'm a cheap SOB.
So, Tim.
So, Noah.
How much
That's
would a,
so Noah.
Would a high def TV, like, what would be your sweet spot for a high def TV?
Price-wise?
Yeah, and it could be, like, an unrealistic price, like...
$100.
Okay.
Free.
Well, under $200.
Okay.
And near as I can tell, they're nowhere really near that.
No, I mean,
if I want to get a super tiny one, sure, but that is some high def shit that I have to get right here up against.
Technically
we have a high def TV, but it's in my mom's room. We got it from my mom, so that when she's here, she can watch TV in her room.
Beautiful.
Wait.
And we only got it because it would save space.
How much?
Because it's a tiny room.
Which room is it? Is it the one in the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but that's also your son's room, right?
No. Son's room's room next door.
You have three bedrooms?
Yeah, we have three bedrooms.
Oh, right. Okay, I remember now. It's all become clear.
You were thinking of the old place, weren't you?
Yep. So Tim's mom's room is all the way in the rear, because that's where Tim's mom likes it. Oh, fuck you.
Pull your back out stretching
that
far for that stupid joke?
What?
I said you pull your back out stretching that far for such a stupid joke? When you hurt your back stretching
Bitch,
for these jokes,
please.
I'm not interrupting my blowjob to take you somewhere. Giving or receiving. I'm finishing.
Hey, Tim, can you give me a ride? I'm busy.
No.
I'm sucking dick right now.
Thank you, Noah. Piecing it together for the cheap seats.
Trying to buy the HD.
I got dick in my mouth. That's HD.
I was going to say huge dick. How about you, Noah? I'm busy too. Get it? It's his dick.
I know. I've always known.
Oh, dear.
See, I can be funny sometimes. Just don't let me be funny on my own terms.
You can be funny many times. You also just have a misguided view of what is funny a lot of the time.
I didn't so much think it was funny, haha, but funny, interesting. Like, it makes you think.
It was the way you grandstanded at the end of the story, like, and then we saw each other. And I was like, oh my god.
Fine, I'll go back to comedy class. Thanks, Tim. All right, so is it an hour yet?
Are you saying you're done? You don't want me to be ridiculed anymore?
We had a little party. We had butt sex. Because, like, we haven't seen each other all week.
Well, see, now if it had actually ended with butt sex, that's a story.
That would have been quite a story.
It's not gay in Florida.
It's hot and humid today.
It is hot and humid in Florida.
It's not gay if you use the kids' room down the hall.
That's the safe area. What happens in the kids' room stays in the kids' room.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of wanting to go take a shit, I was pretty desperate for that. So when they actually did give me my room, and my roommate buzzed out of there the last time I saw him for quite a while, I ran in to go take a dump, and like I'm staring at the clock because we have until 4 o'clock, and everybody's supposed to be downstairs for pictures. But it's like this shit was not going to wait once I got to the room. So I'm in there. I'm going as fast as I can. I wipe. I like waiting for fucking ever for the elevator to come up and get me, and watching it go 3:59, 4 o'clock, 4:01, get in the elevator, run out. I don't know how the fuck they did it, but a bunch of disorganized people, they had them all in like perfect rows at 4:02, and I'm the last motherfucker walking up. Everyone's just applauding. Yeah, you're late. I was like, yeah, fuck you all. I was shitting.
Did you say that?
Did you just slide in the front like, hey, GQ post?
No, the way it was set up, the photographer was up on like the balcony that I had to walk off of. So I'm walking down the steps that are right in front of the photographer, and everyone's already looking that direction. So it was like a whole presentation of Andy's late arrival. So I bowed as I was coming down the stairs. Yeah, kind of walked towards the front, turned around. All the short people got pissed off at me.
And you turned to one of them. I didn't wipe. Smell it.
I didn't wash my hands real good either. Oh, face!
I'm the poo. Take a whiff.
Oh, no. I had a poop story yesterday, actually. Went to Jamba Juice in the morning with Jeff and Miranda and their kids. Anyway, I had some Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice tends to kickstart things.
Get things going, gets the party started.
They should really call it Jamba Poops.
And so I did this before we went to work, and then I as I'm getting to work, I arrived a little bit early, and I was like, well, I think I have time to take care of this. And so I was all ready to punch in, and then I was like, well, I'll wait, and I'll punch in after I go to the bathroom. So I set a little timer to make sure I was back in time. And like,
oh, so poop timer.
Yep. I'm doing my business, and the timer goes off. It's like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm like, I got 60 seconds to finish wiping, wash my hands, and get back, get all the way back to where I need to clock in. I'm like, come on, come on. I'm up on one cheek.
Tim, you should have clocked in and then gone. It's like the Joker says, if you're good at something, never do it for free.
Moral of the story, I made it.
Yay!
Didn't clock in late.
You guys have wonderful stories.
No, I think the moral of the story is clock in first. The end result of the story is...
No, because the moral of the story is I made it, so... Do be honest, and you'll be fine.
Looks like Tim made it.
We're gonna make it after all.
As predicted, we are quite far into this and haven't talked about the Super Bowl, even though it's today.
Hooray! America! Anyway, fuck yeah!
I couldn't even give a shit about the game or even the commercials. I am there. I am going to this party to see Noah and to eat the food he's bringing.
Kudos. Yeah, that's what I was telling somebody. I'm like, I'm not into sports, but I'm in social gatherings and food, and they'll be that.
I'm going to eat, I'm going to laugh, and I'm going home.
It'd be funny if you came in, you grab a bite of food, ha 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 ha, and then left.
That would be funny.
You're like,
delicious.
Will you even make it to the end of the game, Tim?
Depends. How late? When does the game start?
Three? Good question.
I might make it to the end of the game. We'll see.
All right. I'll probably leave when you leave.
Yeah, that's what sucks about living out on the East Coast. Super Bowl is hella late. Yeah, 6:30 Eastern time. Fuck.
So it starts at 3:30.
Yep.
For real people.
Yeah, that means that shit's not getting over before 10.
Which means 7.
Man, somebody actually figured out that because, like, the clock's still counting down in between the plays, you know, you got the play clock to huddle up and everything, that actual games have something like 11 minutes of action in them. And with TV timeouts and huge fucking halftime show and everything else, they stretched those 11 minutes of actual action out to be 3.5 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, so there's only 11 minutes of them actually, like, moving down the field.
On average, apparently.
That's fucking insane.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should say, for our foreign listeners, we're talking about the Super Bowl, which is our big football game, which I know you call soccer.
Well, our version is not soccer.
No, the joke is we call soccer what they call football.
Yes. And that we assume the same as the other way because we're ugly Americans.
Exactly. So it's like soccer, but somehow even less interesting.
Ooh.
Boom.
Oh, snap. Tim, you told it.
You told the truth.
Any predictions for the Super Bowl?
Yes, they'll play for approximately 60 minutes of clock time, and then somebody will win and say that they're going to Disneyland.
Probably Disney World, I'm going to say.
Yeah, probably. And
I don't think anyone from San Francisco listens to this podcast, but please don't burn shit if we win or if we lose. Just don't burn shit. Come on, people.
Well, not only that, they're not going to hear this till at least Monday.
And please don't have burn shit.
And don't you don't need to honk if you know. Just celebrate in silence.
Remember, celebrate in silence.
Enjoy the silence.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Oh, the clock is counting down. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay, we won. Go Niners.
If the Ziz didn't post on Monday, Red Robin's going to be giving away free burgers if the 49ers win on Tuesday.
Really?
Are they going to be giving away free burgers everywhere?
You will have to check that yourself.
Well, check your... What use are you then?
I just got an email that said they're giving away free burgers if the 49ers win, so...
Is there a Red Robin on your coast there, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
I never know what's local and what turns out to be national.
Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes we got the same shit, different name. Doesn't make any sense to me.
It incenses me.
People talking about, oh, yeah, I got some Eddie's ice cream. Like, fuck you, that's Dreyer's.
You should take a marker to the store and just write Dreyer's
yes.
on everything.
Yeah, I think I will.
That would be awesome. You should print out some stickers and just...
That would be less work, Andy.
Fixing up your logo. Fixing up your logo.
Oh, the next time I do comedy, I'm going to be selling some magnets after my show.
Ooh.
Like, that say clean and dirty on them for, like, you to put on your dishwasher. So you can flip it up when they're clean, flip it down when they're dirty.
Nice.
And the clean side is me standing there doing stand-up, and the dirty side is Tancast.
Yay!
Nice.
So my next money-making scheme is well underway. Come see me in my next show, which I don't have booked right now. Well, that's not true. I'm doing some show March 2nd in Saratoga, but I don't have the deets as of yet.
I need the deets, Tim.
I don't have the deets. I'll give you the deets not next week because we're off next week, but the week after that.
I need the fucking deets.
And by off, I just mean we're going to have the two mini-eps. So you get two eps next week. Two eps. Double ep. It's an epileptic fit.
I need the deets.
Noah?
Fuck your deets.
Noah,
yes,
Mr. Deets goes to town.
It appears from the stuff I'm looking at that that Red Robin has told the 49ers quarterback that if he wins, he'll get free Red Robin for life.
No. We will get free Red Robin. The world. I have the email.
Noah has the email. Hmm. So let's check the facts.
Let me find it. You guys can talk about other things.
I'm going to talk about how much I love Red Robin.
Yum.
It's okay.
I think, that is Red Robin, but not the same Red Robin.
Okie dokie.
I think Tim's doing Red Robin vegetables.
What?
No.
Oh, they
Red
say yum.
Red Robin. That's their little
yum
jingle or whatever.
They're hooked.
There was some commercial where they were trying to catch a criminal who was hiding, and so the detective comes out and goes, Red Robin, and then the criminal pops out of the manhole and goes, yum, do! And then they catch him.
I like how in this retelling he's also Homer Simpson.
Everybody's Homer Simpson.
So
let's think about it.
So I signed up for the Red Robin in San Mateo, so maybe specific for that Red Robin.
Maybe.
Because it says free Red Taverns, Red's Taverns double with San Francisco victory. If San Francisco wins, come in on Tuesday, February 5th for a free Red Taverns double and bottomless steak fries. Oh, also valid any purchase of entree.
What's even more interesting than Andy telling a story?
Noah reading
an email. A promotional email from Red Robin. Fuck it. You got your money's worth this episode. It's free. That's what I'm saying. And now I am going to describe the contents of my sock drawer. To make it a trifecta of awesome.
Hey, Tim. Is your
socks.
Is your sock drawer just full of socks, like willy-nilly, or do you actually, like, pair them up and then, like, fold them or tie them together in some fashion?
Normally I tie them up, but... Actually, in fact, there's nothing in my sock drawer because I just shoved everything into my white t-shirt drawer because I was like, fuck it, I'll fold this later. Later has not arrived yet.
When's
this
later?
Was last week.
When's later get here, Tim?
You never know. Later is a very fickle friend.
It could be later now or later.
All right, so shall we wrap this up?
I think we shall.
I think we should nail it into a coffin and bury it.
Are we... You could just do episode 207.
I could, but then what lesson would that teach you?
That you that you can follow through with shit you're going to do?
That Andy can be trusted?
Which is entirely the wrong lesson.
Andy, are you going to be playing Borderlands?
Maybe. I'm actually going to try to get some of the work done that I... didn't do over the last weekend and didn't do this week.
Okay, actually, we can probably talk about this after.
Let's get this nailed down before we sign off. Andy, what are the things you're doing with your time? Noah, what's your shoe size? Let's get it on wax.
Oh, yes. Other things I'm doing with my time was attempting to watch Wrath of the Titans. I fell asleep. That is some boring fucking shit. For an action movie, it's like, ugh, who cares?
Sometimes Andy doesn't recognize when I am facetiously asking him a question.
Oh, no, no, no. I recognize, but you know what? You poke the bull, you get the horns.
I poke the bull, I get the bull's anus.
You poke the fat man, you get the Crocs, all right? Oh, man. Never trust... what is it, Jerry Bruckheimer? Is that who directs Bad Boys and all those other movies? Or was it Michael Bay?
That was Michael Bay.
Okay.
Jerry Bruckheimer produced it.
Never trust Michael Bay to not do the spin around stand-up shot.
And you're doing it like a weekend traveler with a roommate who you hardly ever see.
And this week I hate eating a lot of fiber and then traveling across a couple of states.
Really, you hate just shitting with other people around.
I do. This week and every week, I hate shitting with people around. I like to have my own little pod of silent smelliness.
Thanks for listening to this episode of TanCast. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs, because we're not on iTunes anymore. But you can take our RSS feed, which is linked on TanCast.com, put it into your iTunes, and subscribe to us from there. And you've also got our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and our official TanCast store, all available at TanCast.com. As always, thank you to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme, and we will catch you next time on another exciting episode of TanCast.
TanCast. I feel a little self-conscious farting at the urinal through the people in the bathroom.
Me too.
I don't know why. I feel like that would be the place you would do it.
Okay, now here, how weird is this? I feel awkward farting in the toilet stall when there are other people in the bathroom.
I'm a little weird about that, but a little less weird because I feel like they can't see me. I think it's the eyesight.
Yeah. But it's like...
Not me. I get it done. I'm like, hey...
Yeah, it's like you guys
just
know.
Just maintaining eye contact the entire time, like, listen to it.
They should know I am in there to push things out my anus. And yet, like, I don't want them to be troubled with the reality of what's happening in that stall. Man, I think I just care about my fellow man too much sometimes.
You should, one time you should just slide some headphones or some earplugs underneath the stall. I'm like, here, you're going to need these in a moment.
It's about to get real.
Yeah, I had chili, so...
Shit's about to get real.
Oh, wow.
Oh. No. You know what I hate, though, even more than like making the noise while I'm in the toilet stall? Is walking into a bathroom to pee or wash my hands or whatever, and somebody has been in there just wrecking the place, and then someone else walks in right after me as I've just walked up to the sinks. I'm like, you probably think I made that smell.
That wasn't me. It was like that when I got here.
I think it's funny.
I'm not going down for this.
When I'm in the stall, and sometimes I don't think I'm even like pooping, and someone will just walk in and walk right back out. Like, I want none of this.
Oh no, I didn't sign up for this shit. I told you about this time I was at the station, and I was in the bathroom. I can't remember where I was. I wasn't in the stall, and there was somebody in the stall, and they were having a rough time. And somebody else walks in and goes, "Oh, who is that? Who's in here? Who is that?" And the dude in the stall goes, "What are you writing a book?"
Oh. That's a good comeback.
It stuck with me forever.
That is funny.
2 weeks ago, I found out that one of the floors in my building is like completely abandoned. Like, there's nobody in there. I was like, oh, it's the return of the Batcave. I can go somewhere and shit in complete privacy. The first time I went to the Batcave, seconds after I got my cheeks onto the toilet seat, the people who come around and do cleaning just like burst in the door. Like, anybody in here?
Who's in here?
I'm fucking in here.
Who's in my shit sanctuary?
Oh, man.
Like, this was nice and private for about half a second, then my asshole slammed shut. I was like, what the fuck are you even doing? Like, there's nobody on this floor. I guess this is for when, like, you're feeling lazy. It's like, I'm going to go clean the bathroom nobody uses.
maybe that's where they like to take a shit.
Maybe.
When no one's around.
Yes, I think that is where she likes to take a shit, is the men's bathroom on the abandoned sixth floor.
I imagine, like, some janitor out there in the world has a podcast talking to his friends. He goes, fucking, I'm at work, right? There's this floor. No one's on. I go there to take my shit, but I always call in to make sure no one's in there before I go in there. There's a fucking guy in there.
You don't work on this floor. What the fuck are you doing there? This is my bad cave.
I was just going to do my coke. In private.
Got to bump it up so I can make it through the day.
Maybe, you know, jerk one out. Send some Samson baby batter down to Davy Jones's locker.
Aww. See, the great thing is that in the handicap stall, the toilet's like extra big, so if you just get the right lean on, you can just shoot it straight down into the toilet.
I love the handicap stall.
I love the handicap stall because sometimes I need some handles to hold on to. Like, I need some purchase.
I just like room. I like to stretch out. Explore the space.
That is nice. And I actually figured out how to take my laptop bag, loop it around the handles, so the thing floats over the, like, does not touch the bathroom floor.
Yeah, you don't ever want it to touch the bathroom
floor. Oh.
You don't want to ever...
Burn that bag.
I try and hover on the way. I get grab one of those hoverboards from Back to the Future when I go into the bathroom.
All right, that was a random tangent at the end of the episode.
What? No! That was perfect. All right. We should probably stop. Wow, right. That made it an extra fucking 10 minutes long.
Of poop. 10 minutes of literal poop.
Let's see if we can stretch this out. What about peeing? What do you got for peeing?
There is nothing quite like being on a plane and having to pee and then getting that pee shiver when you get to the airport.
You know,
stop it.
You can lose like a pound or two peeing. Like, if I weigh myself before...
It's amazing.
I pee, and then I go pee, it's like a pound less. I'm like,
yes,
oh, that's not
pee.
Well, it only takes a pint of pee to make a pound.
Pee done!
How much do you think you pee in one pee? Do you pee a pint? You must pee a pint.
I hate your faces!
Well, pint's only 16 ounces, so think about... Think about a Coke can. Do you think you could fill a Coke can up? Because that's 3/4.
Shut up.
We can make a rhyme. Pee a pint. How many pee a pints could you...
Please, shut up!
Could you pee if you...
I love it. Tim's doing Monty Python now.
I can't take it!
All right.
Shut up!
Me too.
Shut the fuck up!
All right, stop.
Oh, we're not going to keep going?